DeepEnglish.com.
We live in an age where people pay a pretty penny to go under the knife and change their appearance. Tummy tucks, lip fillers, nose jobs, and breast implants are all now commonplace. According to neuroscientist Moran Cerf, one day there will even be an operation to make you super intelligent. Dr. Cerf is a smart cookie himself and believes we could all be a lot smarter with a little help from technology. He is working in Silicon Valley on brain implants that could be ready within 5 years. The science behind the smart chips is currently under lock and key, yet it's rumored that recipients will have an internet connection in their brain. In theory, when they think of a question, their brain can immediately access Wikipedia for the answer. The internet's entire reservoir of information will be tapped into by thought alone. Cerf's research is groundbreaking, but he has concerns about its social implications. If only the super rich can afford superintelligence, what kind of world will we create? On top of gender, racial, and financial inequality, Cerf fears intelligence inequality. He explained, "People with smart chips can make money by just thinking about the right investments. So they're going to get richer. They're going to get healthier. They're going to live longer." An intelligent monkey has an average IQ of 70. That of a human is around 100. The IQ of a genius is considered to be around 140. The IQ of a person with a smart chip in their brain could be boosted to around 200. How would such a person view the rest of us? Would they not feel a cut above and regard the rest of the human race as little more than monkeys? Dr. Cerf has already conducted experiments into training the brain to act differently. He explained that the brain is currently wired like a one-way street. All information goes in one direction, forward. By training the brain to make information flow in both directions, we could access areas of our brain we have no control over. Cerf placed electrodes in his patients' brains to create detours. By doing this, the patients were able to change their experience of reality. They could see and hear what they wanted, instead of what their senses were telling them. For example, they could see a cat, but tell their brain it was actually a dog, and that's what they'd see. Cerf believes more control of the brain creates more control over our lives. Others argue it would be used to deny aspects of reality we find disagreeable. Either way, would you want to have a chip in your brain?